and I was there when this spill was discovered. And, you know, first of all, the $11 million, it's 11 million gallons, it's very important to recognize that comes from a document from the contractor who's doing the cleanup. And the document specifically says it's a One Oak estimate of 11 million gallons. What it literally says is ORM estimate of 11 million gallons. That stands for One Oak Rockies Midstream. That's who paid me. That's the name on my paycheck. So This is a One Oak estimate of the spill size, not anybody's, you know, made-up number out of thin air or anything like that. And also, there was a first anonymous whistleblower, I'm not anonymous, who came forward and said, I was present at the meeting in the state capitol of Bismarck when One Oak updated the state, you know, on the 11 million gallon size of the spill. So you got a whistleblower and you got a document that's saying it's basically larger than the Exxon Valdez. But for years, you've got an official report that is linked at the DeSmog blog. It basically says it's 10 gallons. It says it's 10 gallons or less. And at one point it says there's an unknown additional volume in the soil. But the long and the short of it is that anybody reading that report, that public disclosure, would never come to the idea that it was anything significant at all, much less, you know, something on the order of the Exxon Valdez. And that was that report remained the public disclosure for years. And what really offended me is that it was also remained the public position of only 10 gallons throughout the entire Standing Rock controversy when it was, you know, hot in the news whether pipelines could break and cause leaks.